Before, I just sat in sorrow and it didn't even bother me. But now that I'm born again, now all of a sudden it's nagging on me the whole time. But I am saved, right? So there has to be something. There has to be something. But God leaves no doubt of the tremendous value He places on every human life, you and me today. So this is the first promise God says, Genesis 1:27. Let me read that for you. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female, He created them. Your value begins with the fact that you are made by the hand of a creator and you are created in His own image. So your value is in Him, the creator of all, who's created you. The second promise that God makes, I read out of Isaiah 49:15. Am I too fast, Chris? Oh, you got it. Okay. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you, says God. Even if you are forsaken by your family and friends, you are always cherished in the heart of God, the creator that created you. You know, we talk about Father's Day today. This is promises from the Father of all fathers, right? He's promising us that we are valued, that we were made in His image, that He is the one that will not forsake us, and that we are cherished in His heart. Third promise He makes us is in Jeremiah 29:11. Don't we know that scripture verse so good, right? Don't we know in our minds that scripture verse so good? But God is not speaking to our minds. He's not making promises to our minds. He's making promises to our hearts, which He is the one that keeps. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you," says the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's thoughts towards you are wonderful, and He has great plans for you in your life. It might not look like it right now at the age of 12 or at the age of 70. But God, the Creator, has created value in you. You are valued. The fourth promise God makes out of Jeremiah 31:3, He says, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, your loving kindness... Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn to you." Doesn't He become so intimate with us, trying to show us our hearts that we are a valuable people, as we are created in His image, as He is the one that never forsakes us, as He is the one that gives us promises and a long future and a peaceful future? Now He says, He has drawn us with loving kindness. His love for you and me is relentless and infinite. And I had to go look at the word infinite because I just do. It says unlimited or unmeasurable in extent of space, duration of time. So this, His love for you is relentless and infinite. It will never stop. You know, scripture verse talks about, there's a scripture verse that talks about that that His love is unconditional, that He will love you throughout time. He knew you before you were created. Somewhere before we got to this earth, He knew us, right? But then He chose, because out of His loving kindness, He created us so we can come and dwell with Him in this earth, right? So the fifth thing that God promised us, Romans 5:8, He says, "But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us." Now, I'm not trying to talk to your mind this morning, so if you want to try and listen with your mind, feel free to do so, but I'm speaking to your hearts because I know your hearts are the things that listen. The Creator of life loves you so intensely that He allowed His own Son to die in your place before you ever repented. Let that sink in a little bit. God even loved us before we even said the words, God forgive me for I am a sinner, right? He loved us. We can't imagine that this God, we think we know about His love right now, right? But what do you think the people in the world, don't you think He loves them? He loves them. And He's inviting them. He's so relentless after them, you know. But what more for those of us who says we are children of God, right? Now He's allowing us to experience that love. So you are valued. You were made with value. You are made by the Father of all fathers this morning. Not this morning, but you were created with value, for value, because you are valued. The sixth promise this morning, I got four more and then we'll get on going. Peter 1, 18 and 19, it says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. He didn't buy us with any material thing. He bought us with His Son's blood, right? And just think about that. We say that we hear the scripture verse where it says that for true love is this, that one would lay down his life for his friend. And I've been thinking on that verse for a while now. And you know, in the natural, I can't say that I would lay my life down, my natural life down for a friend. I cannot say that with all honesty. And not have doubts in that. Just being real, right? But I feel like God is speaking to my heart and He says, for this is true love, that when you lay your life, you will lay your life down for a friend, meaning my spouse, right? There are things in me that I desire to do in the flesh and all these things, but I can put that down. I can lay that down. I can allow that to die for my spouse, right? So that's how I feel like he's challenging me is, the things, my desires, and I'm not saying all desires are wrong, but the things that's from this world that I still desire, He's wanting me to lay down for Him first, but then for my spouse. So God was willing to pay the highest price in the universe to redeem you, the blood of His Son. The seventh promise, because you are valued, God says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is that you? He is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. If you belong to Jesus, you have a brand new, sparkling, clean life. Right? But what does the enemy do? What do we do as people? Romans 8, 1 and 2, it says, what does it say? Now, today, right now, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This verse says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, right? Anyone, that's you and me today, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new, have become new. So what does the devil do? What do we do? Because we want to dig up the old things, right? We want to dig up old things. But God says you have value. You are a new creation. Condemnation is far from you. So let that be. Be reminded on Him. Be reminded of Him. Be reminded of the value that He's placed in your life. So you belong to Jesus. You have a brand new, sparkling, clean life in Him. Be reminded of that. Be reminded of that. Two more. Number eight, because you are valued through the eyes of Christ, He's the one that created you. He's the one that knew you before you were born. The eighth one is John. And this is just my version, right? Go read the scripture and see what he's telling you, right? Let him show you. Number 8, John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. Right? My dad passed away 3 years ago. My spiritual father passed away almost 2 years ago. But I knew that I was a child. You know, even though I wasn't always told that I'm a loved child, I knew that because of the expression from his heart. And that's what God is saying. My expression, you are valued. My expression tells you that you are my child. Right? So God actually considers you his very own precious child today. Right? Because of Father's Day today, we say Happy Father's Day to those fathers around us, right? Our own fathers. But he is the father of all fathers. Happy Father's Day, Daddy. Happy Father's Day, right? Because we are precious children, we are valued. And his expression towards us is loving, it's kind, right? It's long-suffering is what the scripture says. The 9th promise, I feel like I want to share this morning. Because you are valued in the eyes of God. In Ephesians 2:4-7, it says, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he has loved you, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us all alive again together with Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Right? Let me try and read that again. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So your daddy this morning, Father God this morning, has planned a magnificent, never-ending future for you in his mercy and in his grace, in his great love for you. The last one I want to share this morning, because you are valued, because you were created in his image. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. God has given you a high calling as an ambassador to share his great love with others. So not just does God value us, trust us, loves us, but he's actually saying, hey, I trust you so much that you can go share this love that you have, that I have in and through you, with others. So we're ambassadors. So he's actually valuing us so much, saying go show it to other people, right? So those are the promises of God this morning for each and every one of us. That our value, first of all, is in him. It says in Genesis 1 again that he is the one that created us in his image. He is the one that says, you are always cherished in the heart of God. He's saying that he knows our future and that he has good plans for us. He is saying that his love is relentless and infinite towards us. God demonstrates his own love towards us, that before we even knew about him or even knew him, that he loved us. God was willing to pay the ultimate price for us. God says that we are his own precious children. He has a magnificent plan for you, never-ending future for you. And then he says, now that all of this, all the value and the love that I have created you with, go and share, go and show, go and replicate. Isn't that amazing? That, you know, I have a few thoughts of my own dad before he passed away, and they weren't good. Then I had a stepdad, which became my dad since the age of 3, and it was good, but there was bad times too, but all because of me, right? But nothing changed. I remember the love. That's the only thing I can remember. And I said to Nikki the other day, when my dad passed away, I was heartbroken. But when Steve passed away, it devastated me. You know, because for the last 11 years, I had really no physical, emotional contact with my dad. But I had it with Steve. And what oozed out of Steve, that's what my heart was longing for. So I told her the other day that I really think more about Steve than I do my dad. Not that I don't love him or forgot him. It's just something changed in my life when Steve was around. So I just wanted to re-encourage you this morning. It says, you belong to God, and as long as you cling to him, no one can take that away from you. His word overwhelmingly confirms that you are his cherished, valued treasure. So know this morning that you are valued, that he is the one that created you with a value and a purpose. So I just want to leave you with that this morning. And be encouraged, you know. Be encouraged as you wish your dad's happy birthday today. Or happy birthday. Happy Father's Day today. Remember, there's a father above all fathers. That is, you know, he did what he did because he saw you and only you. So, yeah. Lord, we just thank you that you are who you say you are. We thank you that you are valuing us, that you have paid such a high price, God, for us. Lord, we thank you that you are who you say you are. Today, God, as we move forward and go into whatever it is we do today, God, I pray that you would just remind our hearts of the love that you have towards us. So we just thank you, God. We thank you for all you do. We thank you for the things yet to come. We give you the honor and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.